Single-family homes in Prince George sold for $524,639 on average during 2022, a year-over-year jump of $66,079 or 14.4%, according to BC Northern Real Estate Board numbers issued Monday. However, a quarter-by-quarter analysis of the numbers issued over the course of the year show a steady decline since the end of June. From a peak of $536,179 during the second quarter of 2022, the prevailing sale price stood at $509,982 for the fourth quarter. Sales showed a concurrent decline, from 291 during the second quarter to 137 during the fourth. Year-to-date figures also reflect the trend. As of June 30, the average sale price on that scale was $529,729 or $5,090 more than the average for the year as a whole. The abrupt shift in market conditions spurred by rapidly rising interest rates has translated into a softening of prices from peak levels achieved earlier in the year, BCNREB commented in the release. The Bank of Canada's benchmark, overnight, interest rate sits at 4.25% and follows on a series of increases since about midway through the second quarter of 2022 when it stood at 1.5%. The Bank of Canada's next interest rate decision is set for January 25. With mortgage rates expected to remain elevated, and a likely slowdown in the economy on the horizon, housing market activity across the north will remain slow in 2023. BCNREB said of the northern BC region as a whole. The average home sale price hit its peak just as assessed values as estimated by BC Assessment were being calculated for July 1. The BCNREB's year-to-date figure by that point was 16.2% higher than by the same point in 2021. In all, 820 single-family homes exchanged hands through the multiple listing service during 2022, down from 1,079 during 2021 when the average sale price was $458,560. Activity, as measured by the average price multiplied by sales, worked out to $430.2 million for 2022, down $64.6 million or 15% from the year before. Looking at properties of all types, 1,323 worth $605.9 million sold in 2022, compared with 1,653 properties worth $684.1 million in 2021. At year-end, there were 551 properties available through MLS compared to 165 at the end of 2021. West of Central Street, half of the 236 single-family homes sold for less than $460,000. As well, 26 apartment units and 50 townhouses changed hands in 2022. At year-end, there were 27 single-family homes available, compared to 15 at the same time last year. East of Central Street, 48 apartment units, 13 half-duplexes, and 37 townhouses sold in 2022. The 177 single-family homes sold had a median value of $410,000. At year-end, there were 39 single-family homes available for sale compared with 10 at the end of 2021. North of the Nechaco River, 17 homes on acreage, 35 manufactured homes and parks and a further 40 manufactured homes on land sold in 2022. Of the 182 single-family homes sold, half sold for less than $550,000. At year-end, there were 22 single-family homes available compared with 6 at the end of 2021. In the southwest, 11 half-duplexes, 28 townhouses, 8 homes on acreage, 19 manufactured homes and parks and a further 8 manufactured homes on land sold in 2022. Half of the 225 single-family homes sold in 2022 sold for less than $607,500. At year-end, there were 38 single-family homes available for sale, compared with the 15 at the end of 2021.